I think that, there we go. I'm excited to be here, but there's also something else that's kind of, that's not the right one. Was there another file on there? If there wasn't, then I guess we'll just have to go with imagination today, okay? We'll just double check here. No, there wasn't. Okay, that's all right. So, who here can tell me something that's going on right now in Russia? What's going on in Russia right now? Anyone know what's going on? What's going on? The Olympics, that's right. Do you like the Olympics? Yeah? What events do you like in the Olympics? Who here likes the Olympics? What events do you like?
Hockey.
Go Canada or go U.S.?
U.S.
We will see. See, that's the joy of Olympics, is everybody can just laugh about it, right? What else do you like in the Olympics? What other events do you like?
Skating,
yes, very good. What other ones do you like?
Downhill skiing,
yes, very good. Do you like the Olympics?
Yeah.
What do you like? Do you like going toboggans?
Curling.
Yeah. Curling, wow, you're a curler, very good. Very good. Well, I love the Olympics. And you know something I love about the Olympics? I love the symbol. In your mind now, put the symbol in your mind. Wait, anybody can describe the symbol of Olympics? What's the symbol? Yes? Five rings. Remember, you see those rings? Ever seen that? Right? You see those five rings? What's unique about those rings? What is unique about those rings? What's unique about them?
Doesn't each one represent a
country? Or a continent. You're very close. Yes, a continent. Although we've got more than five continents, but anyway, that's when they did it way back in the 1940s. That's right. So it represents different areas of the world, but there's something unique about them. They're all different colors, but there's something unique about them. Maybe remember. Is one over here, one over here, one over here, one down here? No, what's unique about them? They are what? What are they? They're connected. If you look at them, they're all connected. And if that was like a chain, it wouldn't come apart. So you know what they're telling us? Do you know why they have Olympics? Is to bring the world together. To bring the world together. That's the image. Bring people from Russia, from Canada, from the United States, from Britain, from Australia, from New Zealand, all over the world. Bring them all together. And they can compete together. And you know what's amazing? I keep reminding my kids about this whenever we see it you're watching it there, and you're watching the when they get their medals. Do you notice what they do after they get the medals? Let's just pretend. Okay, we'll pretend that for your sake, I'll say the gold goes to the American, and the Canadian gets the silver, and we'll put a Russian gets the bronze. You know what they do after they get their medals? The person who's got the gold goes, come on up, come on up. And they put their arms around each other like this, and they get pictures taken. And they're all smiling. The one who's got the bronze is just as smiling as the one who's got the gold. They're just so excited, and they're competitors. But yet they're together. That's the point of Olympics. And I want to share a little story with you. I'm going to share you two stories about Olympics. Because every time I think about the Olympics, I am reminded of the best friend of friends. And that's who? Who's the best friend we could ever have? Who is it?
Jesus.
Jesus, that's right. There's a man, he's a cross-country skier. And his name is Anton Gafarov. Can you guess? Yeah, he's Russian. So, and he puts on his cross-country skis. The race is going to start. It's going to go. And they start racing. And as they're starting to race, see those cross-country skiers, man, they are so fit, so strong. And they go down hills. They go up hills. They go across country. It's incredible. It's a long, long race. And he's racing along. And halfway through his race, he's going down a hill. He falls down. And he's laying on the ground. And he lifts his foot up. And his ski is broken in half. He's Russian, and he's racing in Russia. He wants to finish the race, doesn't he? He doesn't care. He's going to be last now, but he doesn't care. I'm going to finish this race. So he gets up, and he skis on one ski. He's skiing like this, going down the hill. I'm going to make it to this finish line. And as he's skiing along, somebody was running behind him. Wait, 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 Anton. Wait, 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 wait. You know what it was? It was a Canadian coach from the Canadian team, the competitor of this Russian man. He was running down the hill. You know what he had in his hand? An extra ski. And he ran down. And the man, Anton, couldn't speak English. And the Canadian man can't speak Russian. Ran down, put the ski in the ground, took the old one off, did all the work for him, put the new one on, pat him on the back, and pushed him along. Said, away you go. Good luck. And when Anton finished that race, the crowd around at the finish line gave him the biggest cheer, bigger than the one who won gold. Do you know what I see there? I see a man who put the barriers down. We're friends here. And went the distance to come and help somebody that he didn't have to. Did that Canadian coach have to help that man? No, not at all. Never had to help him at all. But he decided in his heart, because he cared for him, to help him out. Boys and girls, I want to bring your attention to Jesus Christ now. My friend, he wants to help you and I. Does Jesus have to help us? Does Jesus have to help us? No. Could he have stayed in heaven? Yes. But he decided to come down from heaven and to do something. And I want to read a verse for you. It's in Matthew chapter 3. Listen to this verse. Matthew chapter 3, verse 18. It says about Jesus, "For Christ Jesus," that's Jesus, "also hath once suffered for sins, the perfect one, for us the unperfect ones." Why did he do it? This is what it says. "So that he might bring us to God." Do you know what Jesus wants to do? He wants to bring the two most unlikely people together, God and you. Why is that very unlikely that it could ever happen? What's the problem between you and God? What's the problem? What is it?
We're sinners.
Right? We have sin in our hearts, and God is here, and we're here, and there's a great big barrier, but Jesus wants to bring us to God. He wants to put all the barriers away and bring us to God. Here wants to volunteer for me. Let me see. Who wants to help me out? You want to come up? Okay, you come on up here. Okay. Now, I'm going to be, we're going to pretend that you're coming to the Olympics, okay? And I'm the gatekeeper. You know, they have, do you think anybody can walk into the Olympics? Do you think you could just walk in and say, "I want to see figure skating, I want to walk"?
No.
This man here, he wants to come to the Olympics, so he comes up to the gate, so come on to the gate. He wants to come into the Olympics, but there is a price, right? There's a price to get into the Olympics, isn't there? Let's just pretend it's $5, okay? $5, okay? I know it's not $5 in Russia right now, but we'll pretend it's $5. Now, you want to go to Olympics? Okay, do you have $5? Can you give me $5 right now? No. So he can't pay. So what if I did this? I'm the gatekeeper, right? What if I went like this? I went, "You know what? Nobody's looking. Why don't you just sneak in?" Would that be right?
No.
Why?
Because you need to pay for the...
Because you have to pay. It's right. That would not be right. That would be wrong, wouldn't it? And I would be wrong letting someone sneak in. What if I did this? Tough. Just go home. Would that be right?
Yeah.
That would be right. Would that be loving?
No.
No, it wouldn't be loving, would it? That would not be caring. What if I did this? Give me the $5. Do you have it? He doesn't have it. Well, you know what? I think you're a nice boy. So, what if I were to take $5 out of my own wallet? And then I were to take this, you know what? I am going to take this $5 and I am going to pay the Olympics for you, and now you can go in. Would that be right?
Yeah.
Would that be loving?
Yeah.
Oh, that's both in one, isn't it? Thanks for your help. Very good helper. Thank you. That's right and it's loving. And that's what Jesus wants to do for you and for me. You think God can just go to your sin and say, "Just ignore it"? No. You know what? Your sin's not that bad. Have you ever sinned a little? Have you sinned a little? Yeah, you have sinned a little. Yeah. Have you sinned a little? Yeah. Have you sinned just... Are you as bad as somebody in jail? No, but you've sinned a little. So what if God... You think God would say, just ignore it. Don't worry about it. You think God would do that? No, that's not right. Does God say, well then, just go to hell then. Just go away. Would that be loving? No. Instead, God says, I'm going to send my son and he's going to pay the price for you. Oh, boys and girls, that is so amazing. But how he paid the price was the most incredible thing. He came to die on a cross. I want to tell you a story about another man. And this is the Summer Olympics now. And this is back in 1936. Who was around 1936? Somebody over here said they were back around 1936. 1936, it was the Summer Olympics, and it was in, of all places, Berlin, Germany. 1936, the World War II was, well, some would debate, it was already on its way, already happening, but it was about to happen. Could you imagine going to the Olympics in Berlin, Germany, when the world war, a war is on? Well, that's what happened. And there was an Olympian. His name was Jesse Owens. Jesse Owens, he was an African-American man. Now, he went from the United States and he traveled to Berlin, Germany, because he was the world's best long jumper. Long jumper. You know what long jumpers are? You've got to run a really hard long ways, and then you've got to take that and you've got to jump as far as you can jump. Do you know how far he could jump? Over 26 feet. 26 feet. Let's do some math here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Boy, pretty much from that bench, he could jump to that wall. 26 feet. Could you imagine? That's how far he could jump. No wonder. Get him to the Olympics. Do you know what Germany was doing? They were training secretly somebody to beat Jesse Owens. And his name was Luz Long. And Luz Long, he could jump, how far do you think? 26 feet. But nobody knew. It was a big secret. The Olympics started, and you know what they have to do? They have to do some jumps to qualify to make sure they make it to the finals. And so here's Jesse Owens sitting there, yeah, no problem, can handle this. Sits back, waits for a few jumpers to go. Luz Long runs up. Luz Long jumps, and he jumps almost 26 feet, and Jesse Owens goes, are you serious? Wow. And his heart sank. Goes, maybe I won't win this. And so he had to go qualify, and he went, and he ran, and he jumped, and he missed the spot. His foot was too far forward. Foul. He gets 3 tries. On the second try, he went, and his foot was too far forward again. He fouled twice. This is it. He's got his last try, and if he doesn't hear it, he won't even qualify. He'll just go home. He's sitting there on the sidelines, head down, and he felt a tap on his shoulder. Looked up, and there's Luz Long. Jesse Owens, I've been waiting for this day to meet you. He says, looks like you're having troubles. Do you know what you need to do? Come with me. He says, you need to draw a line in the ground, a foot in front of where your foot's supposed to be, and just go there. I know you can jump further than that. I know you can qualify. No problem. And he gave him tips on how to jump. And Jesse Owens jumps and qualifies. Then it comes to the finals. And Adolf Hitler, the man who started World War II, was responsible for it, was in the stands. Luz Long goes up and he jumps and jumps and breaks his own record. Then it comes Jesse Owens' turn. Adolf Hitler stand there confident that he's got this as our gold medal. Jesse Owens jumps and breaks the world record and beats Luz Long. The first person to walk up to him in front of Adolf Hitler was Luz Long. Handshake, congratulations, a hug. Oh, that was so awesome. That was so incredible. That was amazing. Not one jealous feeling between the two. They were actually enemies. But the Olympics brought them together. And Luz Long and Jesse Owens were friends the rest of their lives. Unlikely friends. Friends, you and God, it's very unlikely the way you are and the way I am to ever have a relationship with God. But God has made it possible for those that are enemies of God, that do not like Him, that hate Him, that are full of sin, to come and have a relationship with Him. What did our verse say? Jesus suffered for sins. Do you know what she suffered? None of us here know what it's like to be crucified. If you were a Roman soldier, you would have fought and you would have held down those people to get their hand in the right spot just so that the nail would go into their hand. But could you imagine the Roman soldiers as they're coming to fight with Jesus, and Jesus willingly lays Himself down on the cross, puts His hand in the perfect spot so that He might have His hand nailed to the cross and His feet nailed to the cross. He never fought once. Why? He was coming for a purpose, and that is to bring you to God. And Jesus on the cross was punished for sins He never committed. He wasn't responsible for those sins, yet He was punished for them. Why? So He might bring you to God. I want to ask you, do you and God have a close relationship? Are you and God close? Or is there still a barrier between you and God, and that is your sin? That barrier can be taken down because of Jesus Christ when He died on the cross. So the next time you see those rings for the Olympics, I want you to be reminded of this. Those rings are connected. The next time you see those rings, think, am I connected with God? The most important relationship that I'll ever have to worry about in my life? Am I connected with God? Oh, I hope some child here tonight, and even older one, would understand that you can be, and you can be connected with God for all of eternity because of what Jesus Christ has done.